Hi guys, and welcome back to another Love Ints episode. In today's video, I'm going to be showing you the new game that Love Ints have teamed up with, Breeders of the Nephilim. I'm also going to show you how to connect your Love Ints toy to the game via your mobile phone and your PC. And at the end, I'm going to give you a little review on what I thought of the game. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always. So if you haven't seen the game Breeders of the Nephilim, this is kind of a bit like Lara Croft's Tomb Raider, but a whole lot sexier. You build and design your own character, which you control throughout the game. You meet and interact with other characters that you can mate with. The game is available for free at the moment, and it's in alpha development. This means that when the game is actually finished, they probably will charge for it, but when that will be, I have no idea. But in the meantime, as I say, the game is for free. You will need a Steam account and install Steam onto your PC. And I'm going to tell you how to do that now. So once you're on the Love Ints website, scroll down until you find the button that says play for free. Give that button a click and you'll be taken to Steam. Now you want to click on the login button in the top right and click join Steam. To create your account, you need to fill in your email address and read the terms and conditions. Once all that's done, you will receive an email asking you to verify your account. Look for the email from Steam and click on the button that says verify email address. Go back to the Steam window and now fill in your password and username. Now that your Steam account has been opened and verified, you can now go on to download the game. Enter your date of birth into Steam and click on view page. Once you're on the game's download page, look for the green button that says play game. If you haven't already got Steam downloaded onto your computer and installed, you will need to do that before you can play the game. So in the pop-up window, click on No, I need Steam. If you have already got Steam installed, click on Yes. Now click on Install Steam and follow the installation process. Once everything's been installed, log into your Steam account. Once you've logged into your Steam account, go back to the Love Ints website and click on Play for Free again. Click on the green Play Game button, and this time select Yes, you have Steam installed. Now all that's left to do is download and install the game onto your PC. Once the game has finished downloading and installing onto your PC, you can launch it and start playing. So as you can see, it's a fairly easy process to set up Steam onto your PC. I'm now going to show you how to connect your Love Ints toy to your PC. If you are looking to play this game and you haven't got a Love Ints toy, then please do use the link in the top of the description. From the homepage, the first thing you need to click on is settings. In here, you can change graphics, gameplay, sound, and control settings. The one we need to click on is Love Ints on the top row. Next, we need to open the Love Ints remote app. If your toy isn't already connected, click on the link icon, which will bring up a list of your previously connected toys. If your toy isn't shown on this list, click on the pink plus key in the top left-hand side. Run a quick search for your toy, and once it's been found and added to the list, click on the toggle on the right-hand side. You'll see that your toy has been highlighted and the toggle button has turned to pink. Once that's done, click on the done button on the top right. Now that your toy is connected, you're going to have to connect the app to your game. To do this, click on the external control button on the left hand side. This will bring up a small pop-up window that will ask you to allow control of your toy to a third party app. Click on the grey toggle. The toggle will turn pink and you can now minimise your Love Ints remote app. You will need to keep it open whilst you're playing the game, so it's important not to close it. If you do, you will have to start again and reconnect it. Now back on the Love Ints settings page in game, you're going to have to click on the drop down menu on the right hand side. Make sure to select PC remote, and once you have, click on scan for toys. It should now say your Love Ints toys were detected. All you need to do now is click on the cross in the top right hand corner. All that's left to do is click on new game or load a previous one you've been playing. So what happens if you want to connect your Love Ints toy whilst you're mid-game? That's really easy. All you need to do is push the escape button on your keyboard. Click on settings and this will bring up the same settings page as before. Click on Love Ints on the top row
and follow the same connection process as before.
So as you can see, it really is easy to connect your Lovins toy via the USB dongle. I'm now going to show you how to connect your toy via the remote app on your mobile phone. Remember to make sure your Lovins toy is switched on, your Bluetooth switched on, and you're connected to your toy. If you are looking to play this game and you haven't got a Lovins toy, then please do use the link in the top of the description.
From the homepage, the first thing you need to click on is settings. In here, you can change graphics, gameplay, sound, and control settings. The one we need to click on is Lovins on the top row. Now you're going to have to open the Lovins remote app on your mobile phone. If your Lovins toy isn't already connected, click on the link icon in the top right hand corner. Next, click on Add Toy and run a quick search for your Lovins toy. As you can see, my Lovins Gush is connected. If I want to change my toy, all I need to do is click on the grey toggles. Now back on the Lovins remote app homepage, click on Me in the bottom right hand corner. Now on your Me page, click on Settings. And at the bottom of the settings list, click on the Game Mode grey toggle. Whilst you're playing the game, you will need to keep your Lovins remote app open. Now back in the Lovins settings page in the game, click on the drop down window on the right hand side. In here you have two options to connect to the mobile remote app, depending on whether your phone is connected to the same internet connection as your PC, determines which one you choose. So if your phone and your PC are sharing the same connection, click on automatic. If your phone is connected to mobile data and your PC is using a landline connection, click on override. If you've selected automatic, then click on scan for toys. Wait for your toy to be found and click on the cross in the top right hand corner. If you've selected override, then you need to type in your local IP address and your SSL port. Whichever you choose, now all you need to do is scan for toys and close the window in the top right hand side and start playing your game.
As you can see, it really is easy to connect your phone to your toy and the game. So I've been playing the game on and off for the last 2-3 days and I've had to keep my gameplay at a minimum because I am recording another video that is going to be released in 2 weeks' time. And it'll explain why I've been keeping my gameplay to a minimum. But I have absolutely enjoyed the game so far. And I will be playing it a lot more once that video is released. Now, I did have a lot of in-game footage that I was going to show you whilst I was playing it. And I had it all recorded. And when I checked my recordings, it didn't record properly. So for some reason, my graphics card and my motherboard didn't want to record and play the game at the same time. So I have had to take a little bit of game footage from the website. And I think I'm going to be playing this game quite a bit. It's an easy game to play and there's not too many buttons and it's not overcomplicated. I think I'm definitely going to be buying this game once it's released. If you haven't got a Lovins toy, then please do use the link in the top of the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Lovins' profits if you choose to buy something. That's it for this video. I really do hope you found it useful. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe, and hit that notifications icon for future videos. If you have got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are listed in the description below. Until next time, guys, peace out.